live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the progress of flood relief schemes in the Twin Towns is coming under further criticism this week. Police have started a full terrorist investigation after more than 40 petrol bombs were thrown at police officers in Derry. Gardaí are investigating a report of intruders at the rugby club in Letterkenny overnight. A Donegal fish exporter has been named on the latest tax defaulters list, and the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital remains extremely busy today. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin. But first in news, momentum has been building behind the idea of a Northern Ireland-only backstop as a solution to the Brexit impasse. However, the DUP opposes it and believes it's not something Boris Johnson would do. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
Originally, the controversial backstop was only meant to apply to Northern Ireland before Theresa May extended it to the whole of the UK. A Northern Irish-specific backstop would mean that the North keeps its trade and customs rules aligned with the EU's to protect the single market. Checks would then have to happen at ports and airports on goods coming from the rest of the UK. Taoiseach Simon Coveney believes it could be a way forward.
We need to see a backstop, either UK-wide or Northern Ireland-specific. Either, from our perspective, can represent a way forward.
The Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin says it's probably the most pragmatic solution to the current problem.
One would like to think that common sense will prevail among everybody.
But DUP leader Arlene Foster will fight it and thinks Boris Johnson would too.
To think that any United Kingdom Prime Minister would be involved in that sort of thing would just be an anathema.
The DUP has claimed that a Northern Irish specific backstop would breach the Good Friday Agreement by treating the North differently to the rest of the UK. Sean Defoe at the Fianna Fáil Thinking in Gorey.
Meanwhile, agri-food companies say their main concerns are currency fluctuations on tariffs post-Brexit. Enterprise Ireland says companies in the sector have been proactive in preparing for the UK leaving the EU. However, CEO Julie Cinnamon says no one will ever be fully prepared.
There's different levels of preparation within the sector. The UK is a critical market for the Irish food sector, and therefore, you know, these are big decisions and require long lead times in order to transition in the event of a hard Brexit. But what we're finding is a high level of engagement with companies.
The progress of flood relief schemes in the Twin Towns is coming under further criticism this week. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher has received confirmation that works in Lifford, Castlefin, Glenties and Downings are to be put to tender for design consultants within the coming weeks. However, works in Ballybofey and Stranorder have not been approved to begin as part of the first phase of works. Deputy Gallagher says equal priority must be given to works in the Twin Towns.
I have a responsibility to hold the government to account and to ensure that these projects are moving as quickly as possible. In Lifford, we understand that appointments will be made in October of engineering and environmental consultants. In relation to Castlefin, they will be tendering for the required design consultants, and that's expected to be done in a number of weeks. Glenties has a nearly stage cost of some $500,000, and the measures to be taken in Glenties are a series of flood embankments and walls there, and I would hope that the tendering will commence very shortly as well. Now, in relation to Ballybofey and Stranorder, not the type of funds that we would have hoped for. They have provided, from the minor flood mitigation works, 157,000 was approved in 2018. We believe that much more is required there, and there were some minor floods there recently in Navaney Street and also near Jackson's Hotel, and these are not included. So I've asked the Minister to include these in the scheme. So overall, some progress has been made, but of course the general public don't see this until such time as there is a digger on site.
And as you mentioned there, all of these works progress in various places across the county, maybe not as fast as one would like, but behind all of these works are homes, businesses who are waiting patiently for this work to be carried out.
I would be extremely concerned after the flooding which we had last week in West Donegal. If we have a repeat of that and a repeat of it in the Finn Valley, it could be extremely serious.
Police have started a full terrorist investigation after more than 40 petrol bombs were thrown at officers in Derry. They also believe the new IRA is responsible for a bomb found in the Craigan area last night. Stephen Murphy has more.
Just yards from the spot where journalist Lyra McKee was shot dead by dissident Republicans in April, more violence on the streets of Derry last night. Up to 80 police officers were conducting searches targeting the new IRA in Craigan Heights. A group of up to 100, many of them young and wearing masks covering their faces, then started throwing bricks and petrol bombs at patrol vans. Two young people throwing the bombs suffered burn injuries, but no officers were hurt. A bomb was also found in a parked car, which the PSNI I believe was an attempt to kill police officers. They think the new IRA is responsible. Assistant Chief Constable Mark Hamilton says it doesn't mean there'll be no-go areas for police.
I mean, our effort is to continue and actually enhance community policing in all our communities, particularly in communities such as Craigan.
Gardaí are investigating a report of intruders at the rugby club in Letterkenny overnight. At around 11:30, a number of males who were in the building exited the premises and made their way onto the Gaelic pitch in a vehicle before leaving the area. One male was arrested in the early hours of this morning in connection with the incident and has since been released without charge pending further investigation. Garda Claire Rafferty has been giving more details.
They'd been in the building and exited the premises and made their way onto the Gaelic pitch in a red Corsa, and then they left the area. Now, one male was subsequently arrested and interviewed in relation to this. He's been released pending further investigation. However, there were other people present there, and we'd be looking for any information that anyone has. You know, driving cars on Gaelic pitches can cause damage to them.
Legal action was taken against Irish Water in relation to six public water supplies in Donegal last year. Meanwhile, there were no bond notices or restrictions issued by the EPA across the county's 32 public water supplies last year, with 100% compliance in microbiological parameters and 99.3% compliance in chemical parameters. The EPA's drinking water quality report for 2018 points out that five Donegal supplies remain on the remedial action list. Donal Kavanagh reports.
The report notes that in April 2018, the EPA took prosecutions against Irish Water for failure to complete upgrade works on six supplies in Donegal. They were Cashelard, Gortahork Falcara, Fintown, Greencastle, Narnport New and Rathmullen. Irish Water pleaded guilty to two summonses relating to Fintown and Greencastle, with the evidence in relation to all six supplies being outlined to the court to be taken into consideration. Irish Water was convicted in relation to the summonses for Fintown and Greencastle, and charges in relation to the other supplies were dropped. In relation to the supplies in Owen, Tesna, Kilcar and Letterkenny, deadline dates for works have passed, but further enforcement action was not deemed necessary because of progress made. Five Donegal supplies remain on the remedial action list. Two of them, Creasla and Glenties Ardra, are complete but awaiting verification. Progress should have been made on Greencastle by the end of last month, while supplies in Letterkenny and Milford have a deadline at the end of next month.
More details and a link to the full report can be found on our website highlandradio.com. A Donegal fish exporter has been named on the latest tax defaulters list. Revenue says 43 settlements were made in April, May and June, and over £6.5 million remain unpaid as of June the 30th. Neil O'Donnell, Fairhill Dunlow paid over €155,000 in tax, interest and penalties for non-declaration of income tax. Over 1,000 women will soon find out the results of a review of smear tests by the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists. Patient Support Group 221 Plus says a package of advance information will be arriving to the woman involved this week, and they can then choose how they wish to receive their report. The detailed reporting of results to each woman will then begin next week, which will be either with a face-to-face meeting or by mail, as women choose. The women involved in the RCOG process have waited over a year for an outcome. Gardaí say they have not ruled out the possibility of two weekend burglaries in East Donegal being linked. On Sunday morning, a house in Rafoe was targeted, the property was ransacked and a sum of cash stolen. Meanwhile, money and jewellery of sentimental value was taken during a break-in in St Johnston also on Sunday morning. In both cases, attempts were made to gain entry via the back patio doors while the elderly occupants were at mass when the break-ins occurred. Garda Claire Rafferty says they are particularly keen to hear from anyone who may have any information relating to a vehicle seen in the area.
So if anyone observed anyone in the area, any cars that seemed unusual, again, we'd like you to contact us at Letterkenny or the Garda Confidential line. Look, they're two very similar type crimes, both while people were going to mass. So it's something that we do want to make people aware of. And also in relation to these, we are appealing for information of a sighting of a silver Ford Mondeo. We have a partial registration of EEZ, which was observed in the Ruffo area around the time of the burglary at St. Junan's Terrace. Just some things on this, the rear windows on this car were tinted, and it has alloy wheels and it has twin exhausts. Just them things might make it stand out a bit more than another Mondeo. So if anyone's seen that or anything matching that, or again, if that's your car and you were innocently in the area, we'd like to speak to you to eliminate you too.
Meanwhile, Gardaí at Letterkenny are investigating an overnight burglary in Glencar. The intruder entered the house on Glencar Road through an unlocked door and stole a large sum of cash from the residence. The break-in is said to have happened between 9:30 and 10:30 a.m. Garda Rafferty is urging anyone who may have witnessed suspicious activity in the area at the time to contact them.
So it can be as simple as you might think you're only tipping out for an hour for a walk or to run to the shop, but you can't leave a door unlocked. It's just leaving yourself open. Unfortunately, that's the way it is these days. So if anyone was in the Glencar Road area over that time from 9:30 to 10:30, notice anything suspicious or any vehicles, we'd appreciate you if you contacted us at Letterkenny.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and John Egan will captain the Republic of Ireland for the first time tonight when Bulgaria visit the Aviva for an international friendly. The Sheffield United defender's making just his fifth international appearance. Manager Mick McCarthy will ring the changes from last week's draw with Switzerland, with James Collin and Jack Byrne expected to make their debuts, while Aston Villa midfielder Conor Hourihan, he'll be deployed at left back for just the second time ever in his career. But despite his inexperience in the position, McCarthy thinks the Cork man can cope with a change in position.
It's also my job not to give him any doubts about it. You know, do you think you could defend? Or, do you think you could get forward? Do you think you could make the tackle? Do you think you defend the far post? Have you got hold of him? What are you even thinking about playing me there for? I wouldn't even do that. I sat down and spoke to him about it. And where he trained in the game doing it, and TC was there giving him a few pointers, and we'll see.
Kick-off at the Aviva tonight is 7:45. Elsewhere, Stephen Kenny's under-21s, they're in Euro qualifying action this evening. They're in Kalmar to face their Swedish counterparts. That game's about to kick off in about 15 minutes' time at 5:30. Kenny's side are seeking a third win in as many games in Group 1. And England, they look to make it 4 wins from 4 in the Euro 2020 qualifying Group A. Gareth Southgate's side face Kosovo at St Mary's. That one also starts at 7:45. And back at home, the FAI have confirmed that the semi-final draw for the FAI Cup will take place on Thursday. Dundalk, Shamrock Rovers, Sligo Rovers, they're already in the hat, while Crumlin United will face Bohemians at Inchicore on Monday to decide the remaining spot. And 11 players from the North West have been selected in the Ulster Connacht squad that will play Northern Ireland at the end of September. The squad has been selected to represent the Republic of Ireland in a junior international at Lee Carrow on Wednesday the 25th of this month. Coghill Celtic's Peter Doherty, Oisin McColgan, James Bradley and Lawrence Tolan, they're named, along with Greencastle trio Dylan Doherty, James Henry and Matthew Henry, Glengad's Matthew Byrne and John McLaughlin, Kilmacrenan's Darren McDade and Bonagy's Garvin Grant, they're also included. Cross Channel Everton's Yerry Mina has been fined £10,000 and warned by the FA about his future conduct. That's after breaching their betting rules. The defender took part in an advert for a Colombian gambling firm. He donated all the money he was paid to his foundation to help disadvantaged young people in his hometown. And Leeds midfielder Jordan Stevens, he's been suspended from all football related activity for 6 weeks. He admitted an FA misconduct charge after placing bets on 59 16 matches last season. Leeds say they feel banning a 19-year-old from even taking part in training is an excessive punishment. The club say they'll support Jordan through the process and help educate him. Up in Scotland, Celtic defender Moritz Bauer has confirmed that Rangers winger Jordan Jones called him to apologise for his horror tackle on him in the Old Firm derby. Jones was sent off and injured himself during the challenge in the game at Ibrox. In rugby, James Cronin has returned to full fitness with Munster, having played last in November 2018. The props in contention to face London Irish at Irish Independent Park this Friday. Jeremy Lochmere has also returned to full training, with Munster's season beginning against the Dragons on the 28th of this month. In Gaelic games, former Tipperary goalkeeper Darren Gleeson has been appointed the new Antrim senior hurling manager. The two-time All-Ireland winner has been handed a three-year term with the Saffrons. Gleeson was part of the Antrim coaching team this year and will announce his backroom team in the coming weeks. In boxing, Dubliner Careful Alfancy has progressed to the last 32 of the heavyweight division at the World Elite Boxing Championships in Russia. He beat Kyrgyzstan's Aaron Abdulbek by a unanimous decision. However, Antrim's Kane Tucker was defeated in the first round of the men's lightweight division by an Australian, Austin Okosu. In motorsport, former Formula One driver Michael Schumacher has reportedly been taken to a hospital in Paris to undergo cell therapy from one of the world's leading surgeons, Philippe Menache. The German's condition has remained a closely guarded secret following a skiing accident in the French Alps. He suffered severe head injuries almost 6 years ago. He was placed into a medically induced coma and has since been receiving care at his family home near Lake Geneva in Switzerland. Finally, for this evening, former Ryder Cup golfer Brian Barnes has died aged 74 from cancer after a short illness. He was best known for beating Jack Nicklaus twice in a day during the 1975 match against the United States. Barnes played for Great Britain and Ireland and then Europe in six Ryder Cups between 1969 and 1979, and he won 20 professional titles. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, people are being advised once again to only attend the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital in the case of a real emergency. Management at the hospital say the ED has been extremely busy over the last number of days, with a significant number of ill patients admitted, many of whom are currently in the ED awaiting a bed. In a statement, management say they regret the inconvenience and distress the long delays cause patients and their families, and that those in most need of care are being prioritised. People are being asked to contact their GP or GP out of our service in the first instance before attending the emergency department. Letterkenny University Hospital had the third highest number of people awaiting inpatient beds in the country today, according to the INMO, with 39 people waiting on a bed there this morning, 15 of them on emergency department trolleys. Two-way traffic is to be reinstated at Old Town Letterkenny from tomorrow, with traffic control lights to be removed from the area. Irish Water are currently carrying out sewer upgrade works there to stop the overflow of raw sewage into the River Swilly. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The work is part of a major investment in water and sewerage in Letterkenny and the wider county. Irish Water contractors have been in the area from May, and there has been severe disruption over the ensuing weeks. In a statement, Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce says that unfortunately customers have been avoiding the area and finding alternative routes, which has had an effect on trade. The Chamber and the businesses in the area want to clearly get the message out that the area is fully open for business. A temporary working area has been set up inside Dunstable Store's car park to facilitate the construction of the sewer pipe along Old Town Road, which the Chamber says will provide much relief to the businesses, customers and car users in the locality.
The government is coming under pressure over what's been described as inaction in dealing with insurance companies and their high premiums. In July, Donegal Deputy Pearce Doherty called out the insurance industry for magnifying the scale of the issue of fraudulent claims in order to justify their high premiums and increases. However, Deputy Doherty claims the government is allowing the insurance industry to continue to lack transparency, accountability and regulation. He says as a result, his party will be publishing its proposals for reform and intervention in the coming weeks.
the government have taken a light touch attitude to the insurance industry, and unfortunately on many occasions the government, including senior ministers, have started to just articulate the lines and the spin that has been coming out from this industry. I over the last number of months have laid bare a lot of that spin, which is that is all it is. It's not based on any fact. We know that there is no fraudulent claims culture, as opposed to what the industry was telling us, that up to 20,000 claims were fraudulent. We know that now only 50 in the last 6 months have been reported. We also know that there's no compensation culture in this country, and if you look at the figures you will actually see that there's a 28% decrease since 2014 in relation to the levels of personal injury claims, and we also know that the costs of awards that are being paid out in the court are actually reducing, with the court services themselves confirming this in their annual report that were produced this year. So look, the gloves need to come off with the industry, because people are being fleeced about it, people are being ripped off by this industry, and the government need to take this corner off the people as opposed to the industry. And that's why we're in the next couple of weeks announcing a major policy platform that will take on this industry and will rebalance the and re-tip the scales in favour of ordinary consumers, so that they can have premiums that are affordable and premiums that they can that are right for the type of business that needs to be insured.
Police in Strabane are appealing for witnesses and information following the report of an overnight burglary of commercial premises at Melmount Road at Sy Mills, Strabane. It's believed that entry was gained to the premises between 12:40 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. this morning. Sergeant McDermott says two males believed to be aged between 15 and 17 and both of a slim build were seen outside the property. The pair are believed to have been wearing dark clothes and had their hoods up, and both were wearing gloves. They were seen leaving on bikes in the direction of Melmount Road. Anyone with any information is asked to come forward. And finally, the funeral of Nora Korn, who was found dead in the Malaysian jungle last month, has taken place in Belfast. The 15-year-old went missing on the 4th of August from the Dusun Resort while on holiday with her family. She was found 10 days later, less than 2 miles from the resort, after hundreds of people joined in searches for the teenager. This afternoon, a funeral mass was held at St Bridget's Church in South Belfast, where Nora was baptised and close to where her mother Maeve grew up. Ruth Patterson, a close family friend, said Nora had a great sense of humour and adored her cousins and siblings.
Her best friends of all were her sister Ines and brother Morris, or Captain Fishy Pants, as Nora liked to call him, who were the most amazing siblings you could ever have, and who did everything for her.
Weather now staying cloudy and breezy for the rest of the day, with outbreaks of rain spreading eastwards. It will be mild and windy tonight, with further outbreaks of rain, with lowest temperatures of 10 to 14 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the progress of flood relief schemes in the Twin Towns is coming under further criticism this week. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher has received confirmation that works in Lifford, Castlefin, Glendies and Downings are to be put to tender for design consultants within the coming weeks. However, works in Ballybor Buffet and Stranorler have not been approved to begin as part of the first phase of works. Police have started a full terrorist investigation after more than 40 petrol bombs were thrown at officers in Derry. They also believe the new IRA is responsible for a bomb found in the Craigan area last night. Gardaí are investigating a report of intruders at the rugby club in Letterkenny overnight. At around 11:30, a number of males who were in the building exited the premises and made their way onto the Gaelic pitch in a vehicle before leaving the area. And legal action was taken against Irish Water in relation to 6 public water supplies in Donegal last year. Meanwhile, there were no boil notices or restrictions issued by the EPA across the county's 32 public water supplies last year, with 100% compliance in microbiological parameters and 99.3% compliance in chemical parameters. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice for this Tuesday evening, September the 10th. The death has taken place of Annie Duffy Letcher Urs Clomani. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening at 5:30, going to her late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to St Michael's Church, Urs, for Requiem Mass at 11:00, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Intensive Care Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, Kirk Comsky Funeral Directors. House private, please, from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m.